So the question was asked, how long does a bracha last and what does it cover? Technically, we say that bracha covers whatever it can cover. Ideally, when we make a bracha, we should have in mind that it will encompass anything it can encompass. So, let's say you're about to drink from a bottle of water, you make a shahakol niya bidvaro. So that blessing can encompass the water, and any candy you have, and any meat you have, and any cheese you have, and any eggs you have. So you're sitting in your apartment, and you make a blessing, shahakol niya bidvaro, thinking you're going to drink the water. You start sipping the water, and you continue learning. 5 minutes later, you feel like having a piece of cheese. You go and get cheese from the fridge. Now, technically, you didn't have in mind the cheese when you made the blessing. So even though you didn't have the cheese in mind, but the shahakol encompasses that. It was in your possession when you made the blessing. It's not like someone just showed up and said, hey, here, have a pack of cheese. And you say, gee, thanks. But then we say your bracha couldn't encompass what you didn't know. But anything that was in your possession, technically, you should have in mind it'll encompass anything it possibly could. It's a good habit to get into. But even if you didn't, the mere fact that you made a shahakol encompasses anything it could encompass, provided that, now here's the big provided that you didn't have a pause of, let's say, 72 minutes that you haven't been eating or drinking anything, and provided that you didn't leave the building you were in. If you're drinking your water and then you go out to the kiosk and come back with a new bottle, so aside from the fact that it's a new bottle, even if you'd be continuing your old bottle, the fact that you left the building, so now when you come back, you have to make a new bracha. A change of place will sever the bracha. The bracha can no longer be applicable when you've changed places, provided that it is a shahakol or a mizonos. If you made a hamotzi, so then it covers you even if you've changed places, but you shouldn't ideally change places, finish the meal, make an after blessing, and then change places. But if one did change places, the hamotzi still keeps him covered. We aren't going into the details in Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. This is the general rule. Yeah, you.
So, does that cover in our situations the stuff that they're going to serve?
Yes, that covers what the machon will serve you. And if you're a guest at someone's house, it covers anything they might serve you, because you have in mind to cover anything you might eat. You don't have in mind that someone's going to knock at your door and surprise you with a pie of pizza.
Right.
I assume, right?
And what about if you're outside and you make a bracha outside of shakol, does that cover, like, if, let's say you go into a bus, does that also change the setting? Or?
So technically, if you're sitting in a car or on a bus, so then you make the shakol, even though the car is moving, we consider it like you're in the same locale. If you're walking and eating and drinking, so then it's problematic. So long as you're within sight distance of the last place you ate, you made a bracha, you start eating, and you round the corner. Now you want to take another bite, but you've rounded the corner. You don't see the place where you ate before. So then you have to make another bracha. Unless you keep eating. If you keep eating consistently from the time you made the bracha, so then that keeps you connected. So let's say you want to suck a candy. That's okay. But if you're going to eat a bunch of cookies or popcorn or something else, you make a bracha, you take a bite, you start walking around the corner, now you need a new bracha. So a bit of a problem. If you keep eating consistently, that's okay. So you could swallow slowly, but that's annoying, right?
Do you have to drink water while you round the corner?
I guess, yeah. Or if you're drinking water. Yes, Raphael.
If you, by the Shulchan Aruch, if you're eating while you're walking, you can also say Birkat Mazon while you're walking. But if you sit to eat, you have to say Birkat Mazon where you sat.
That's a statement, a question?
That's a statement from the Kisur Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
And also, the Shulchan, the Kisur says that if you have in mind that you're going to eat bread somewhere else, when you say, you know, hamotzi, you can go somewhere else and eat more bread and say if you're coming.
We don't do that lechatchila. Ideally, we don't do that. We say bench here and then go make another hamotzi.
Not everybody goes by the kitzur.
Okay.
But if you do go by the kitzur, you're still kosher.
Fine, 100%.
I mean, it's in the second brachot, it talks about it.
Right. Okay, but we, yeah.
What about say that after bracha? So let's say I say shakol, I leave the building, and I have to say shakol again. And then let's say, you know, I fill up my water bottle without finishing it. Again, like say I drink halfway, and then I have a good place to get filtered water, and I want to fill it up. When do I say, wait an episode to go up, and then say I don't empty it until like days later or something? I mean, generally I try to like...
It has nothing to do with the bottles. Whenever you're finished drinking, you make a boy nefashot. If you started drinking here, and you're going to walk out of the building to the kiosk, you can make a boi nefashot here, because you've technically finished drinking here. Or you could continue drinking at the kiosk, or wherever you are, and then when you finish that, you'll make one boi nefashot. And if you're going to drink in a near time, it's not like 15 minutes away, it's a minute away, but you're going to be required to make another blessing, you took a sip here, you're drinking, and then you go out, you have a ride waiting for you. You go to the car, and you know you're going to keep drinking there. So you'll make another bracha rishona, because you have to make another bracha rishona, and then the bracha nefashot will cover both.
So what defines me finishing drinking it is a period of 72 minutes?
Let's say that. That needs better definition. For now, we'll say that. So
just when you first came in. Boy, and plus you have to drink a rivi in order to do not a blessing.
That's another point.
Oh,
that's
true.
If you're just sipping water, then you might not have to say not a blessing.
Okay. That's a good point.
What defines exactly a rivi?
The volume of an egg and a half. Think of an average egg.
Okay.
So that's not such a big volume. I mean, this is a little bit more than this is a rivi. Like till here would be a rivi.
Okay.
Okay, let's do Avat Chesed in the remaining 5 minutes we have.